Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We have a lot to talk about with our next guest because obviously there's a government shutdown. Obviously, there's a lot of gridlock in Washington, D.C., as there always is. Obviously, there are issues with both parties. And so I want to bring in John Goodwin. John is the National Communications Director for the Forward Party, a third party here in the U.S. And good morning to you, John.
Morning, Brian. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us. And, you know, full disclosure, editorial note here, John, this is not why we're having you on, but my son Bryce was actually, he worked for the Young Forwardists for the Forward Party while in high school, and now he's at Hopkins studying political science. So that's just an aside. So I am familiar with the Forward Party, and so I want to start with this, and that is, John, that The party just announced recently endorsements for 27 candidates nationwide, I believe, including six in Connecticut. So how does your party plan to capitalize on voter frustration with the current government shutdown gridlock and of course, just gridlock in general?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, that tranche of 27 was actually our second big batch. So we have around 60 endorsed candidates this fall. And we just announced them in two large batches. So we have a good crop of candidates. And I think there's two things that we're trying to do right now. I think the first is to tell people it doesn't have to be this way. This isn't the way the government's supposed to work. We've been conditioned to believe it has to be this way. There's two parties. They control what happens. Our votes don't really matter. It's not the way it was supposed to be. It's not the way it has to be. Forward is a different way forward for the government, right? We can change this when we don't elect people who are on the extremes of either side ideologically. There's people who believe in nuance of policy and want to get things done, solve problems. It feels like neither of the two legacy parties really want to solve problems right now. They want to keep these things in the as a political football to bat back and forth to try to win points against each other, and it doesn't have to be that way. We can help bring in compromise and get things done. And the other way we're bringing this home to people is by really humanizing it. It's not this esoteric, oh, the government shut down, this doesn't impact me. We are bringing it home. We've done a series of social media posts, and we're talking, and our candidates are talking every chance they get, things like public health programs, small business loans, permits for construction projects and other things. TSA, FAA, this government shutdown can affect every person. And when we bring it home to them and show them, A, yes, this does impact you, your family, your neighbors, but B, again, it doesn't have to be there this way. We can fix this.
So here's my question, John, and if you had the answer, it'd probably be the billion-dollar answer. But I talk to a lot of people on the air and off the air, and so many people say, yes, I'm a moderate. But yet, when you look at our political parties, you know, nobody is really putting moderates forward because they believe, I think, that moderates can't win. So why is there such a great divide? People say they're moderate, but why then isn't that reflected in our elected officials, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's because the two parties have really done, I don't want to give them credit, but they've done a good job of really silencing those voters by using rules, things like partisan gerrymandering, things like closed primaries. Those keep out those moderate voices, those centrists, those independent voters and thinkers from participating in the system. You know, there are so many states across the country where the winner of the primary determines who's going to win the general because there aren't two competitive parties or more competitive parties in that general election. So, you know, look at, you know, New York City, for example, we've got this hot mayoral race, something like only 17% of the city of New York voted in that primary. And the winner of that Dem primary was always sort of going to be the winner of the general, right? So the mayor of New York, in theory, was only chosen by about 17% of that city. These things really put the sort of extreme, the most partisan people in office because, you know, in a closed primary system, the moderate, the centrist can't go and select who's going to be that party nominee. You know, Connecticut, the Republicans, for example, have the convention system. Really, the party leaders are picking who those candidates are going to be versus the voters. And that really keeps us in this system of extremists, of partisan gridlock, because you don't have the deal makers getting, you know, elected into office. You have the most partisan, and those people are beholden to their party leaders and the headquarters in Washington, D.C., who tell them what their policies are going to be. Forward Party and Forwardists, they take the problems from the bottom up and find those solutions, because the solutions to what's affecting the community come out of those community. So instead of, you know, the party apparatus in D.C. saying this is your policy position, you better stick to it, or we're going to challenge you in a primary, we let Forwardists talk to their voters and say, how would you like this problem solved? And then we start from a position of compromise and take ideas from the left, ideas from the right, and put them together to actually try to solve problems for people.
So let me ask you this. You know, you were on the Hill for a long time, chief of staff for different Republicans in Congress. What's your kind of insider perspective on how this current shutdown compares to previous ones that you've seen?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This, to me, is a scary one. I did work through several on Capitol Hill as a staffer. This one feels much scarier because I think you've got a White House that is not afraid to burn it all down. I think they want a government shutdown. I think they want less government funding and to, you know, be able to furlough and lay off, millions or hundreds of thousands of federal workers. Like, they really want that to happen. And you've got the opposition who's afraid of losing. You know, I think they're getting steamrolled by this White House because they don't play by the rules and they just do stuff. And I think they're getting real sick and tired of, you know, losing these debates and losing these battles. And they're going to, you know, stick up for themselves and their voters. And I think you're just going to have a real tug of war where neither side's really willing to give. And this could go on longer than it should. And it's really unfair to a lot of people who are going to suffer because of this partisan shutdown. And that's what this is. This was caused by partisan gridlock and two parties. Neither wants to back down. Both want to win. And it's the voters and everybody else in the country who's going to lose because we just have two parties who don't like each other and want to really, you know, make, you know, cause pain for the other.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but, you know, obviously, you know, the shutdown was front page news for the first week. And now it's sort of like, it's almost like an afterthought, like, oh yeah, by the way, the government is shut down. To me, that's scary that it's not at the forefront of everything we're talking about right now. It's kind of taken a back seat in a lot of ways. But before I let you go, John, I do want to ask you, you know, it seems as if, and I'm just opining here, but it seems as if the Forward Party message tends to resonate fairly well here in Connecticut as compared to other parts of the region and of the country. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, and just, you know, so the listeners know, Brian, I live here in Connecticut. I live in Fairfield County, and I worked for a Republican member of Congress from Connecticut, Rob Simmons. I think there's a great tradition in Connecticut and New England of sort of these Northeastern Republicans who were pro-labor, pro-environment, not as sort of partisan and as some from other places in the country. And I think the same go for, you know, the Democrats and the left. This is a state and a region that likes to get things done. There's an independent streak and always has been. And I think, you know, people in Connecticut are tired of what they see in Washington in particular and just want to say, hey, let's, you know, get things done and fix things. I think Governor Lamont has done a great job of, you know, not being too partisan. He's taken, you know, good ideas from both sides. He has shut down ideas from both sides. He's been governing sort of as a centrist, and, you know, the country, the state is running well, and I think people see that. So I think there's a real independent streak. There's not a lot of entrenched partisanship here, except for, you know, some folks on the extreme. So I think we really do resonate here, and our six candidates here are going to do really well in a few weeks.
He is John Goodwin, Forward Party National Communications Director. Thank you so much for your time, John.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.